So I was asked to represent our privileged Yachak Hala Olam tonight, to express our feelings, our thoughts, our experiences from this incredible week. At first, I'm not sure why I was asked. Maybe, like Adrian said, we're cousins. But I think maybe the reason why I was asked is because this is my first year, and even though there's a lot of Chashuva Rabbanim and experienced speakers and veteran Yachak Hala goers, maybe a new fresh perspective from somebody that hasn't seen this is something that the yeshiva wanted to hear. So first of all, if I'm representing the Olam, the first thing is a big Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing all 400 plus of us to come, each one of us on different planes, different places. Everything had to go right. So many different obstacles could have come in the way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu let each one of us be here. But most importantly, he led us back into the Kaisli Beis Medrash, Kaisli Yeshiva Smir, which is just the biggest Hakaras HaTov we could have. Thank you to the Rosh Yeshiva, all the Rabbeim, all the Yungal Light that spent time with us, that gave of themselves. We all felt mamish back like we felt when we were Talmidim. We felt back to when, like regular Talmidim, like we were the years and years ago. In fact, the biggest compliment I got this week was when I started walking down. Maybe I was late, so I started walking down to the lunchroom, and I was stopped, and someone tells me, sorry, you can't go. This is only for the Yachak Hala guys. So I called my wife. I was so excited. I said, guess what? They don't let me into the Yachak Hala. They think I'm part of Talmidim. She's like, come home. Thank you to the Eretz Yisrael staff, Uri Stern and everyone else. I don't want to go through everyone's name. We'll just Uri Stern and the Eretz Yisrael staff, Adrian and the American team. We know that we don't have a clue of, we don't even have a hasaga, a clue of how much work and time and effort went into this. Every detail running to precision, from the welcome home signs in the airport right when we landed, to, like we mentioned, the Ricola candies and every detail. I just hope you're ready, because Moshe Aaron mentioned Shtaris is 3 weeks. You think you could pull that off? 3 weeks. On a personal note, I just want to thank my Chavrusa, Rav Moshe Kaufman, who for years I've been thinking about coming to the Yachak Hala, but I told him that I can't come without a Chavrusa, my Chavrusa in the mirror. And Baruch Hashem, even though he's a Rav in Chicago and he's such a busy schedule, he was able to come. And I'm so thankful. And of course, even though our wives aren't here, most of us did leave our wives at home, and I'm sure there's going to be recordings and videos sent back. So the Hakaras HaTov to leave the wives at home. I know personally, my wife calls me Monday night and tells me, Baruch Hashem, everything's great, but just so you know, 3 kids have fever and they're home all week. So I just heard this year from Shmuley Woolman about Nisyonos and how you have to work it through. So I start telling her, don't worry. It's all a good thing. It's in the Nisyon. You're supposed to, this is what Hashem wants from you. Didn't go the way I expected. So the truth is, we all grew up hearing about the Yachak Hala, about Yachak Hala, the concept of Yachak Hala. But I think that the experience that we experienced here in the Mir Yachak Hala is a little different than what I envisioned and what we thought when we were younger, at least. This Yachak Hala is mamish back to the days of when it was Yachak Hala. When you sat in yeshiva, when you sat in Yehovah and learned, there were no other distractions, there was nothing else going on. It was first Seder, it was second Seder, in Kaisel, and every detail was fully ruchnius and fully packed with uplifting. In fact, I met a lot of people here that weren't even in Yeshiva Smir. And they were here at the Yarchei Kala, and I thought to myself, the reason is because this is not a, it's not like a Yarchei Kala to come have fun. It's a yeshiva Yarchei Kala. You're back to yeshiva. I was thinking to change the name to, instead of Mir Yarchei Kala, yeshiva Yarchei Kala. It's a yeshiva Yarchei Kala. But then I realized that it's one and the same. The Mir Yarchei Kala and yeshiva Yarchei Kala, when it came, the Mir is obviously the central station for yeshivas, the central yeshivas, and anyone that's coming to this Yarchei Kala is trying to say, I'm coming back to yeshiva. I'm leaving whatever, whether it's working, whether it's rabbanis, whatever it is, and I'm back just being a bachur, a younger light, back in yeshiva, and that's the Mir Yarchei Kala. It's really the yeshiva Yarchei Kala, where people sit and they steig and they learn. Some highlights for me, just to share, that feeling of walking up the hill with all the younger light, running to yeshiva, was so special. It reminded me that we mentioned in this week's parasha that originally maybe Esav was supposed to get Olam Haba, Haza, and Yaakov was supposed to get Olam Haba, but at the end Yaakov got both, Olam Haza through the brachas and Olam Haba, and I think walking up that hill with the younger light, you get that feeling that they have it. They have it. This is Olam Haza, this is Olam Haba. Sitting by the all the shiurim, but especially sitting by Rav Asher Shir, mamish feels like you're connecting dar, Moshe Misina. There's an energy, there's a passion in the room, there's a feeling that you're connecting to Dairis above and above, back all the way up to Har Sinai, and that's what makes it so special. I just want to mention that one Hara, being a newcomer, I said I mentioned Haras from newcomers. And it's a real compliment to my fellow Yarchei Kala participants. And that is that I assume that, you know, there would be some coffee breaks, there would be some time, we'd go out, and I'd hear the conversations, you know, what are interest rates now, what deals are you doing, you know, and just getting to know people, changing numbers. Every time I walked out to the coffee room, it was kamat empty, and even during lunch, when people were schmoozing, it was all about the shir, it was ha'oras, it was questions. In fact, I actually asked one person, I said, you know, hi, how are you, where are you from, what do you do? He said, here we all do the same thing. We're in yeshiva. We don't do anything special. There was not even a conversation about it. I don't know what anyone does here. I know that everyone sits in yeshiva this week. After that, we don't know. And that, I think, is a tremendous compliment. Just to end with a bracha, Rabbi Yaakov Eshem mentioned B'Shem Ramosha that Yaakov Avinu represents Loim De Torah. And that's why he was Mufchar Mikol Ovis. What's fascinating is the end of this week's parasha into next week's parasha. The Kedushas Levi points out that the Torah says, Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov was leaving Eretz Yisrael. Like us, we're about to leave Eretz Yisrael. And he points out, it doesn't say Vayered Yaakov. Normally when you leave Eretz Yisrael, you go down. Because you're leaving from a higher Kedusha to a lower Kedusha. You're Yered, you're going down. Says the Kedushas Levi, Yaakov Avinu didn't go down. Yaakov Avinu represents Torah. Torah, you can take wherever you go. That's why Yaakov Avinu was able to bring Hara Maria to him. Different from all the Avis. All the Avis went to Hara Maria. Yaakov brought it to him. Because the Torah, wherever you are, you could bring the Kaisli Beis Medrash to you. And everyone's wondering what you could take from this. I think that's what you could take from this, is that Yaakov Avinu represents Torah, didn't Vayered. He went Vayetze. He went back, but he didn't go down. And he took the Torah with him. And Amir Tzashem, we should all be Zaycha, to take the Torah with us and come back here. Come back here, not just like the guy that was screaming at us at the Kaisel that we didn't move here. But really, come back here. Come back here with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu. Amen.